It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. Whenever we think about how the Christian faith intersects with what's going on in our world. You know, the culture can pull the church for a long ride when no one is reading their Bible or thinking critically about God's Word. All the way until that ride ends up stuck in the mire and the filth of the world. And then you look around and say, how did we get here? Well, you get there by speaking well of Christ with your lips, but our hearts being very far away from Him. So what do you do when those thoughts that are God's thoughts, that are revealed clearly in Scripture, and they are perceived by the watching world not as deep and rich and right, but as foolish and juvenile, out of step, out of touch, too restrictive, intolerable? What do you do then? Well, I know what we would all say. We would say that we go with God's Word every time. That's easy to say, especially when it comes to handing out advice about what others should do. But we seem to have trouble living it out ourselves sometimes, don't we? For instance, what about when your son brings home a girl who is not a believer, but she is sweet and kind and seems to genuinely care for your son? Are you going to tell him that he's headed down a dangerous path? Because he is. Or what about when it comes to your own marriage and you're just tired of the bickering and the nagging? Are you going to just throw in the towel? Or what about when it comes to the roles of husbands and wives in the familial relationship? Or what about when it comes to your children's education and the type of education they should receive as Christians? Or to financial generosity to the church? Or to sexuality or holiness? God speaks clearly to all of these areas, and yet, when they are trusted and followed and obeyed, they absolutely put the diligent Christian on the fringes of society. And we become the outcast, the ignorant, the intolerable. We become the crazies. The witness of the church is not to be dependent upon the wisdom of the world. The ways of your life are not to be dependent upon the wisdom of the world. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to be so bold? Are we willing to base our lives upon biblical truth, clear gospel teaching, when it may cost us social equity? Today, whenever you pray, please pray for Regino Acuna and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Paraguay. And also remember the Aymara LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Peru and Bolivia.